So like,
these guys are big boys.
And I feel okay. I will be ashamed of myself. I will have been going this way also.
But at the same time, I still think about that.
So let me just push harder. Let me wait to get this money. Because I know where I'm coming from. And I know where I'm going to.
And some of them come across you and say, okay, man, can you join this business so that your lifestyle can improve?
Many times.
The internet fraud appears to be impacting negatively on society. Some youth have either dropped out of school or abandoned their vocations so they can join the trade and get rich quickly. How far government agencies will go in checking the increasing trend of internet fraud will definitely go a long way in securing the future of the country. For BBC Network Africa, this is Fidelis Mba in Lagos, Nigeria.
And now listen to this.
I will not be labeled. I transcend all your attempts to label me. I agree to be heard out from thee. But see, you're tipping your box to classify me. Who am I?
Remember that sound?
Well, the wait is over.
The different condition that you heard on Network Africa this year is about to enter its last stage. It's the final round for Who Am I? After a very competitive selection process and hundreds of brilliant and exciting entries, we at the BBC have found 5 finalists whose stories and personal profiles really stood out. Right through next week, we will broadcast 1 entry a day from our 5 finalists. The winner, to be voted by you, the listeners, gets the grand prize of an expensive paid trip to London to visit us here at the BBC. So get ready to listen and vote for the big prize winner in the Who Am I competition on Africa's biggest breakfast show. Network Africa from the BBC, starting from next Monday.
Can't wait to meet you. My name is Audrey Brown. This has been the second third edition of Network Africa. We'll be back with more in half an hour. Do join us then.
BBC. Have you had your say yet? You can have your say every day on the BBC World Service. On Fridays and Mondays at 1600 GMT, you have your chance to air your views on all things sports in Fast Track. Along with the latest sports news and in-depth analysis, we want to hear what you think. Fridays and Mondays, have your say on Fast Track. Tune in at 1600 GMT. Have you had your say yet?
I'm Rajan Datar, and every weekend I hand the airwaves over to you. So if you feel strongly about what you hear on the BBC, then call 441-44960-9000.
It's the BBC in Sofia.
Abuja.
And
in Malabo on 92.5 FM.
Hello, it's 6 o'clock GMT. This is The World Today from the BBC with Max Pearson and Fergus Nicholl.
Today, the will of the people. Hugo Chavez loses a knife-edge vote on his proposed reforms in Venezuela, and the opposition celebrates.
Also today, rather better news in Russia for Vladimir Putin. He has a range of options now after his United Russia party sweeps to victory in the parliamentary elections.
There have been complaints about irregularities, but Mr. Putin could now prolong his power by becoming prime minister. And later